From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S.-backed alliance of rebel groups known as the Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to retake the northern Syrian city Raqqa, known as the de facto capital of Islamic State. It coincides with the assault to liberate the IS-held Iraqi city of Mosul. The ground operation involving Arabic and Kurdish forces is to be backed by U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Anti-IS Coalition Special Envoy Brett McGurk said there is no coordination with Damascus.
We do not coordinate with the government of Bashar al-Assad. We have no relationship with the government of Bashar al-Assad. We believe that so long as Bashar al-Assad is in power, the civil war, which is basically destroying the western side of that country and has destroyed most of Syria, will continue.
David Lesh of Trinity University said among the complications of the operation, coordinating closely with Turkey, which is opposed to Kurdish involvement.
One assumes that all of this has been worked out between the United States and Turkey and their respective allies inside Syria. But, you know, we'll see. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which a large amount of whom are Kurdish YPG forces opposed by the Turks. You know, my sense is that some of the diplomatic complexities, particularly between the SDF and the Free Syrian Army and their respective outside supporters and negotiations, particularly between the U.S. and Turkey, still have to be worked out.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met Sunday with his Turkish counterparts on the new offensive in Ankara. Hundreds of Moroccans marched to Parliament Sunday in Rabat, ongoing protests over the gruesome death of a fish vendor. The death of Mohsin Fikri triggered the largest protests in Morocco since 2011 when the so-called February 20th movement organized demonstrations for reform in the kingdom inspired by the Arab Spring uprisings. This is VOA News. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says for a second time the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton should not face charges related to the use of a private computer for government work. FBI Director James Comey told Congress Sunday he has not changed a conclusion reached in July. Clinton did nothing criminal while Secretary of State. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, addressing supporters in the state of Michigan, one of several campaign rallies he held across the country Sunday, reacted by saying Clinton is protected by a rigged system.
Right now she is being protected by a rigged system. It's a totally rigged system. I've been saying it for a long time. You can't review 650,000 new emails in 8 days. You can't do it, folks. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it.
Clinton was also on the campaign trail Sunday addressing a black church in Philadelphia.
Vote for yourselves. Vote for your children. Vote for your grandchildren. Talk to your friends and your neighbors. Make sure they have a plan to vote. Ask for help if you need a ride or somebody to get you to one of the polling places. We cannot get this wrong. The stakes are too high.
The election is Tuesday. Iraq's special forces are spearheading the dangerous task of clearing eastern neighborhoods of Mosul of Islamic State defenders. As the offensive to retake the northern city enters the third week, the offensive is slowed as it pushes into more densely populated areas. Meanwhile, at least 20 were killed in suicide attacks Sunday in Baghdad, claimed by Islamic State. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and evacuated from the war-torn country to Oman. Waleed Yusuf Pitts Lukman had been in Yemen teaching English and was detained in April of last year while trying to leave the country. In Mali, a Togolese peacekeeper and two civilians were killed Sunday in what's described as a jihadist attack on a military convoy. Seven other peacekeepers from Togo were wounded in central Mopti region. Earlier, the jihadist group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for an attack on a northern army base. British Prime Minister Theresa May Monday said she wants Britain to become the global standard bearer of free trade. Speaking in New Delhi at the start of a visit to India, Ms. May said more investment and fewer barriers between the two countries would boost prosperity. The Prime Minister addressed industrialists and will meet her counterpart, Narendra Modi, during a two-day visit. Although Britain cannot sign any bilateral trade deals until after it leaves the European Union, Ms. May's visit is seen as a signal Britain is already seeking new economic partners. In Bulgaria, a former Air Force commander has narrowly won the first round of presidential elections in the East European country, a setback to the candidate of Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.